I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Muslim antagonism continues in the days following Christmas. The latest incident comes from Algeria, where 50 radicals prevented a Christian church from holding services. Voice of the Martyrs' Todd Nettleton says, despite death threats, the church is growing as Muslims choose Christianity of their own free will.
There's evangelism going on. There are people being reached, and Muslims are coming to know Jesus and joining the church. Of course, that is also one of the things that is causing anger, and it's causing frustration among the Muslims, is as they see Muslims leaving Islam to follow Jesus.
Meanwhile, Worldwide Christian School says roughly a dollar a day can change a life for the better in India. For instance, 11-year-old Biswa Jidi is a student of New Life Academy in northern India. Her father, a day laborer, is unable to care for her and placed her in the care of New Life Orphanage. She's awaiting a Student Hope sponsor so that she can continue her education. The goal of the program is simple: get more kids into Christ-centered schools. Our website will show you how. And Haiti's distress is stark and wretched. It eats away at dignity and drives people into total despair.
The poverty level is the highest that we have seen it.
That's Eva DeHarda for Haiti with Love. The ministry team spends months preparing for their annual Christmas in Haiti party. They fed 1,000 people this year, shared the gospel, and gave away gifts and sweets. But DeHarda says their mission is all about dignity.
It's just the culmination of what we do all year long, because our emergency clinic, the homes that we build, they're all representation of how God loves them.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Mission Network News is offering monthly bulletin inserts. For information, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org to see a sample and subscribe. I'm Ruth Kramer.